Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
493.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, our sister station. He's Jeff Hathorne. He joins us now. Jeff, what's going on?
Jake, you seen Aaron Rodgers anywhere? We're on the look.
Yeah, I've heard that you've been looking out for him. I've yet to have a spot in. Don't think he's coming into Cleveland for any visits anytime soon. So
yeah, I haven't checked exotic islands, though, so maybe in the wrong place.
Well, I heard that if you go somewhere and you look for in really dark places, like a dark corner of the country, you might be able to find him. It's probably your best shot.
Money.
All right. I did just want to get your thoughts here. Sort of on where we stand with the quarterback class. I'll ask you off the rip. We've seen some of the mock drafts come out. Jackson Dart rising up boards. Is somebody that maybe Pittsburgh would be interested? I've seen him rumored to Pittsburgh a couple of times. I mean, mock drafts are mock drafts. On Pittsburgh's radar or absolutely not?
Potentially on Pittsburgh's radar. Listen, we got a host that is in love with Jackson Dart, so I almost chuckle every time I hear it because he's so over the top for him. I do think there is some trepidation because of the guy who is now in Cleveland and the feeling by many that he was a reach when the Steelers drafted Kenny Pickett. And, you know, Jackson Dart, we had an analyst on yesterday. It was just, it's like, listen, in another quarterback class, he's probably like the seventh best. So do you want to take that in the first round because, well, he's the best of the guys in this class, or do you fortify some of your other areas like defensive line, like getting another wide receiver? Look at maybe even a corner because Slay's only on a one-year deal. So do you look at one of those other areas, or do you take a flyer on a quarterback that comes out of a system knowing that just a couple of years ago you reached for a quarterback and it didn't work?
Now, if you go and you sign, let's say, Aaron Rodgers or, I don't know, Russ comes back and throw a million options out there that are veteran quarterbacks right now, is that changing anybody's mind in Pittsburgh, whether or not they want a quarterback, or is this thing pretty much guns ablaze no matter what happens in that category?
I mean, I think they could go anywhere still, but if they go and sign Aaron Rodgers, they're not going to draft a quarterback. They're going to go, you know, Grant, the defensive lineman from Michigan, and as much as I hate to say his, you know, that school's name, I think they're very high on him, and they do need to get him. I mean, Cam Hayward's been a great Steeler, but he's 36. He was awesome last year, but he's 36, and they need to get younger at that position, and they need to find somebody in the first round. It looks like in this draft there are going to be some guys who could be some difference makers. I think Emeka Buka is someone that they like. Especially the style that he plays, and a guy that could play inside with DK Metcalf outside. So I think there are some options. Would Dart be an option? I still think there has to be some convincing for that to happen.
Now, is there any chance you think Pittsburgh moves up in the draft? Whether somebody drops that they really like, or like you said, I mean, Mason Graham's a name that's out there. He probably doesn't fall too far. And the Steelers are what, currently 21st? So I doubt he falls that far. But is that an option right now being talked about in the city?
They're talking about all kinds of options. The caveat here is that they don't have a second-round pick because they traded it for Metcalf. So if anything, the talk has been more about them sliding back and back far enough that they could add a second, even if it's late in the second round, to try to, you know, find some pick in there. You know, maybe find a second running back because they need some depth in the backfield as well. There hasn't been a lot of moving up. If they do, maybe it's because, say, they're in love with Shedeur Sanders, and he's still around at, say, 19, and they want to move up a couple of picks. But most of the talk has been, because they don't have a second rounder, about them moving back and trying to find a way to get in the second round.
Now, Jeff, this has nothing to do with the draft. What the hell is Pittsburgh doing, going and getting Jog Thornhill? What are we doing?
And he's a third. He's a third safety.
Yep.
I heard he's a good dude. I can't say that I've ever interviewed him. They're kind of excited to have him. This defense got run all over in the playoff game against Baltimore, and they're looking for guys to help stop the run. I don't know how well Thornhill can do that, but they're looking everywhere. And as you saw, they got rid of Ogunjobi because he did not help in that game.
Yeah, if I give you anything on Juan Thornhill, it'll be loud on social media. He's not afraid of that. I never had a real issue with him when he was here. I don't think he ever like was wild against the team or anything like that. He seemed like a good dude. But also, I mean, I'm sure you've seen the play of him jogging against the Saints. Very bad Browns team. Not expecting him to be elated to be here. I'd like him to sprint. It would help.
Yeah, I guess the one thing with the Steelers, if they have leadership strength, it's on the defensive side with Watt and Fitzpatrick and Hayward. So they probably feel like even if there might be an issue there, that at least on that side. Offensively, not so much. But defensively, they've got some leaders there.
All right, Jeff, I'll get you out of here with this. Give me your best, and you have the full reason why, with their pick in the draft, where the Steelers go, the one guy that you think they'd pinpoint.
Oh, there's so many. I do think they have options. I really think Emeka Buka is somebody, because George Pickens will not be around after this year, or they might even move him at some point before or during the season. I think he's just a perfect Steeler fit and will help them get some, you know, more explosion, some more plays, somebody who can work inside with Metcalf. So I'm going to go there. I think offense is a place for them if that defensive lineman isn't available.
Well, as a Buckeyes fan and as a Browns fan, I hope your wishes there don't come true at all. But I would hope him success, at least if he got there.
Yeah, I mean, Hayward would have somebody that he could commiserate with, although there's no commiserating now because, you know, Ohio State's number one.
This is true. All right, Jeff, I appreciate you setting aside the time here tonight and getting ready to talk to us. And I'm sure that leading up to the draft, we'll talk at least one more time here, and I look forward to it.
Thanks, Jake.
I got Jeff Hathorn of our sister station over in Pittsburgh, 93.7 The Fan. He's a sports director over there. Always good stuff. Jeff's always a good talk. Interesting. Very interesting. It feels like sort of on the fence. They expected this, okay? Expected the on-the-fence over Jackson Dart. That always added up to me. I am a little interested in sort of the, it feels like a high Emeka Buka play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.